We have got our own very, very talented Cambridge-based singer-songwriter at Cambridge 105 today. He is here. His name is Kian. Kian. Such a big intro. Kian. Remember that name because I can't. No, Kian is the name. He'll be at the Grammys next year because he's that good and he's going to be singing live for us. Welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Now, it's very exciting because you've got a bit of a story. You've got an amazing album which you want to launch. So let's start right at the beginning. How old are you?
How old am I? At least 15.
He's super cute. You'll see pictures later, but he's very cute and the nicest guy in the world. But he basically, you had a record deal. Yeah. You had everything, didn't you?
Yeah.
You had an girlfriend. Yeah. Life was good. I don't want to rub this in, yeah, but we need to go back to when it all went wrong, basically, which is what kind of started this whole journey.
Yeah, completely. So basically, I met my girlfriend the day after I signed my record deal, and then kind of three and a half years later, they both ended within 24 hours. So it was one of those kind of really odd experiences. And so for me, it was really difficult trying to figure out who I was again. So I pretty much ran away to LA and just started writing songs in Airbnbs to kind of try and kind of figure out who I was again. It's during that time I kind of figured out, you know, the most honest music I'd ever written. And that's kind of where the project started. Yeah. So it's called Nothing Beyond. And
that's the name of the album, yeah. Nothing Beyond. So you've been, I mean, how long is it sort of? 3 years, you reckon it's taken you to write the album?
This deal ended last year.
Oh, okay.
So it's been sort of past 10, 11 months. Yeah.
And you are from Cambridge.
I am, yeah. I've born here, lived here, everything, yeah.
So we can, it's our claim to fame,
yeah.
Cambridge. So it's a quite interesting album because you're calling it a visual album.
Yeah.
So what does that mean exactly?
So every song has a video and they all link together in a narrative. So it'll be watched at the end as a film. And the reason I wanted to do that is just because I find these days, you know, when you listen to music, it's like a secondary thing. You'll listen to it while you're doing washing up or anything like that. And that's fine. But I really like that thing of just sitting down and listening to an album. And I feel like the visual album is like the 2017 equivalent of that, you know. So I really like that kind of idea.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. Like you say, to immerse yourself in the music and the visuals as well.
Yeah.
And concentrate on what you're trying to say in your story, I suppose. Now, I have seen a little video. I don't know if we're now allowed to share that because you've launched the Kickstarter project now, haven't you? So obviously, you've got this amazing album. Mm. You just need to raise the funds to get it out there. Is that right?
Yeah. So I've written all of the songs and produced all the songs. So it's like in order to get it up to scratch, you know, with mix engineers and mastering engineers and all that sort of stuff, and then for promotion, I need the kind of the help of the public to get me there.
Now, if you now you've obviously got Facebook pages, you've got, I mean, this is, you know, you need to look at all your stuff because there's a lot of info on there. But basically, you're looking for about £12,000.
Yeah, and we have about 3 more weeks to raise it. Yeah,
3 weeks. Yeah. But anybody can get involved. Anybody can contribute.
And the great thing about Kickstarter is it's not like a charity type thing. It's like, you know, you get involved and you get different rewards. So, you know, you can either pre-order the album or there are tote bags and t-shirts, like personal live performances. I can write a song for you. There's like lots of different reward levels like as we go up. So, yeah, there's something for everyone.
That is amazing. Mm. How much is it going to cost me to get you to write a song for me?
I think that's £800.
I'll see if I can stretch to that. I really like that idea. And also, we want you out, obviously, performing live. So, you know, this would be great if we could see more of you. Now, we're going to hear a couple of live tracks today.
Yeah.
But are you ready to play one for us now? What's it called?
It's called How Dare You Make Me Love You.
Okay, go for it. Has just given me goosebumps. Absolutely amazing.
Now,
the time is nearly 1:45, so I'm just going to do a quick travel update and then we'll chat some more to you. But that is beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Kian is here and he has a new album, Nothing Beyond, which he has written himself and just performed a track from. So let's chat a bit more. You've got massive endorsement here because it's been said that you could be Cambridge's answer to Frank Ocean. NME said that. And also, obviously, you've been to LA to write some of the album. You got massive praise from Kerry Crucial Brothers, who's a multi-Grammy award winner who worked with Alicia Keys.
Yeah, he produced Alicia Keys' first 4 albums, yeah.
And he says you're the whole package.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's kind of surreal to hear because you know, that's the music that I grew up listening to. And then, to, you know, to be in a room with someone like that and to hear them being moved by what you're doing is amazing. It really is.
So, I mean, you're so close now. You're so close to being a huge star, which is really deserved. You're massively, obviously, talented. Do you feel like you've got over the heartbreak now?
I'm getting there.
Yeah,
I'm
when you've made there. It big, you can just go, yeah. see what you missed.
Yeah, I'm getting there, but yeah.
Oh, so you're in Cambridge. Yeah. Can people hear you live? I mean, what are you up to?
Yeah, so at the moment, I'm playing everywhere, you know, to try and promote this whole Kickstarter campaign. So I'm at all of the open mics. So the Alma on a Sunday, Darry's on a Monday, which is tonight, and that'll be concealed on a Thursday. Yeah,
and give people details of your Facebook page, your Twitter, they can get involved.
So you can find out more about me and find out about the Kickstarter page at facebook.com/KyanMusic, which is KYAN. And all of my socials are the same, Twitter, Instagram, all the same, yeah.
And there's some really interesting stuff on there. Mm. I mean, so how many songs are on the album?
10.
Yeah. And what are the videos like if people are watching?
So there's a video shot on Super 8 film, that's in the desert. It's me that's in the desert for 6 days. So that was amazing. And then another video I shot in New York with a violinist and, you know, a whole procession of people following her. So there's some really out there interesting things happening. Yeah.
And who are your influences? Who got you into music?
Stevie Wonder was my ultimate thing when I was growing up. Yeah, it's just a whole sort of thing of just bridging genres and just you know, playing everything yourself, producing everything yourself, writing everything yourself. That's kind of where I started.
It's a very honest album from what I can make out. I mean, you're playing the keyboards. Did you teach yourself to play the keyboards?
Yeah.
How did you do? I mean, you just picked it up and played it.
Yeah, I just wanted to write songs. A lot of people learn by playing other people's music, but I just started by just going pressing the keys and being and kind of figuring out as I went along.
I mean, that's amazing. And I see a dog quite a lot with you. Well,
Kiwi.
Kiwi.
Yeah.
He's very cute.
Yeah, she's such a babe, yeah. She's in my Kickstarter video twice.
She's going to be famous as well. So we're going to hear another song. Yeah. What's the other song that we've got?
It's called Imagine.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to play that now? Yeah. Lovely. Kyan singing live here in the studio on Cambridge 105. Sounding amazing. I mean, I'm literally holding my breath listening to you. Beautiful songs. I can't believe you're just sat there singing them. Oh, it's awesome. What a talent. The album, I want to listen to it all now. I can't wait. So we've got 3 weeks to raise. How much more money do we need?
So we're up to almost £4,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's give a big push. Yeah. I mean, if you want to be a part of this, you can be. Yeah. You just need to contribute a bit of money.
Exactly. And it can be any amount, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And you get heaps in return. And it's quite exciting, I think, to be part of this project.
Completely. Completely. For me, it's like having been part of a major label. This is like an opportunity to give people music in a kind of rawest and purest form. And for them to be involved in the process, for them to kind of be my label themselves. So it's kind of putting power back in the artist's hands. And I think that's an amazing thing to be doing now.
Yeah. I mean, I like the way you're not selling out. You're not going to dilute anything. You're just, this is you, and this amazing album needs to be heard. And I think if people, you know, everyone loves music, everyone fancies themselves as, you know, I think this is a great opportunity to do that. So let's raise that money, and I'm going to play a bit of Stevie Wonder now. Take you back to where it all began.
Brilliant.
So let's get behind our Cambridge boy. He is a Cambridge-based singer-songwriter who really wants his album Nothing Beyond out there so that everyone can hear it. And he just needs a little bit more money. So if you fancy being his record label, then you can if you go and have a look at his Kickstarter project. Cambridge 105 website will have more details later. So you can find out how you can get involved. I mean, he could even, you know, come around your house and play for you. That's what he was saying. If you donate enough money, he'll perform live in your front room or maybe write a song for you. I mean, that's pretty cool, isn't it? That's got to be worth a few bob. And I do think that he is very talented. I mean, those two songs he just played live were amazing.